You guys have trust issues.
That might be true.
Oh, I 100% have trust issues. Alec, you're hella picky, bro.
That's not true.
You
Alec,
don't need to
you
know anything else.
You
it's
can't
not about
call
tacos
me a
and burritos.
Fake Mexican, Alec.
You can't.
I you
did.
Can't.
I did.
Because.
I did it.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Did you hear?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to drop some truth.
Truth.
Welcome to Bree's Real Talk.
How you feeling this morning? Do you feel older? Your birthday was on Monday.
Yeah.
You turned the big 2-5. You're a whole quarter.
Yeah. I don't feel good about it, you know. My days are pretty much numbered at this point.
What? Because of the coronavirus, not because of your age.
Well, exactly. I'm at a higher threat now because I'm older for dying from coronavirus.
You're not turning 90.
I can only imagine the threat you have at your age.
Whoa. Welcome, Drew. Welcome to Bree's Real Talk. We got Drew on here. Yeah, let's give him a clap.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan of Drew Bland. If you guys don't know him, he is also on 100.7 The Wolf with Alec, but he's actually Alec's boss.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he won't be on there much longer because it's quit. He's a quitter.
That's right.
Where are you going?
Nashville, Tennessee.
To do what?
Rebuild houses. joking.
Property Brothers?
Yeah.
What a time to do it.
No, work in the record label business. It'll be cool.
He spends all his time on the phone anyways, so he might as well get paid for it.
Yeah.
There you go. It's a great job.
So you're joining us this week. I've always wanted you to join us. Yeah. Oh, can you turn your phone off?
I did.
Thank you, God.
Is Disneyland still the happiest place in the world, even though you'll probably get coronavirus?
You won't get coronavirus.
No, Disneyland is probably one of the cleanest places in the world. You should see how hard those workers pressure wash that floor, like everything.
For real. They don't even have gum on the sidewalk at Disneyland.
They're not allowed.
That's how clean it is.
That place is, I would eat off that floor.
Yeah, I would too.
I would. That place is clean.
I would love to go there and watch you eat something off the ground.
Okay.
Yeah, sweet. Trips
Let's
on
book
you.
It. Trips.
Trips on him.
Flights are cheap right now, too.
Okay.
Alex paying. Moneybags is paying. Grandma must have sent him a good check and your birthday card.
Funny you bring that up, Drew.
I was there to witness it, too.
My grandma did send me a nice check, as she usually does. I have my dad's mom is still alive and my mom's dad, so I have a grandma and a grandpa separate sides. My grandpa, for a long time, forgot my birthday, so it's amazing that he even sends me anything to this day. But I had a first this year. I got an empty birthday card. No money. From my grandpa.
Ouch.
$0. Just a nice little handwritten thing in there that's in it's not legible cursive, basically.
Did it at least say happy birthday?
Yeah, it did.
Like, it wasn't a happy anniversary. At least
he got the right card.
Occasion, right?
It was there early.
Okay.
It was just empty, which is the first time I've ever received an empty birthday card from one of my grandparents. So
this has happened to me before, not once, but several times in the past, like, 3 years. My grandfather, he usually sends all of us birthday cards. Everyone. My sister, who's older than me, my brother, who's only, like, 3 years younger than me, we all get birthday cards. For some reason, they get money. In the past 3 years, I haven't received any money.
Oh, because you're a celebrity, because you're Bree's Real Talk.
I want to know why. I really want to ask him, but then that's hella rude because I'm not in it for the money, but I'm a little offended.
I don't think we need to ask. It's probably because you're super unpleasant.
That's not I'm like the favorite.
Obviously not.
Are you a middle child, though?
I am.
That's why.
That's not why.
The only thing missing is red hair. You had that. Hey, so let me ask you a question though, because you guys are so greedy and you only use your grandparents for money.
Never. That is
would
not
you
true.
Rather get a birthday card with no money in it or get a birthday card with $1,000 check in it from your grandparents, but on the check, on the memo line, it says just in case I die?
What?
So you get a card that's thoughtful because they're thinking about you and they love you like crazy. That money doesn't mean anything. Just their thoughts are what matters. Or Grandpappy sends you a card and the check says to Alec, $1,000. And on the memo, it says, just in case I die.
All right. Since this check is to Alec, go ahead.
So it's like this is the last money you're ever going to get because they could die from now until your next birthday.
I'm taking the check.
Really?
I mean, like, what? what am I supposed to say here? Like,
whatever you want to say. It's your check. Like, yeah.
Listen, if either of you say you're not going to take $1,000 from your grandparents, you're lying.
I'm not saying don't take the money. I'm asking which one would you rather get?
I'd rather take the check with the memo that says, in case I die. Well, that's because that's, thank you. That's nice of them that you were willing to, and you were thinking of me, like you mentioned, thinking the thought that counts, leave me $1,000. Because you know what? That sounds pretty dope right now. $1,000. Actually, yeah, it sounds dope anytime.
Free money is always fun to have.
Not all of us are big time money bags over there, yeah. Drew.
Yeah, moving to Nashville, rebuilding homes.
Well, I mean, I don't, you know what? Because money comes to you when you're good people, so you all are screwed. Yeah.
You guys are both going to say I'm bullshitting, but I would actually just take the card without the money.
You're so full of it.
I'm not. Because the difference between me and you, Alec, is I actually like to hang out with my grandparents.
Did I ever say I didn't?
It seems like you only talk to this person once a year.
Yeah.
And I actually call my grandparents and talk to them.
I've never like had a super tight relationship with this grandpa. So like it's not like it's, you know.
Exactly. Like you don't hang out with your, like I just said, hang out with your grandparents.
We live, you know, thousands of miles apart. It'd be real tough to hang out.
I mean, there's still like phone call and FaceTime, but whatever.
No, phones don't work anymore.
My grandpa has a flip phone.
Are they dead?
Yeah, they're dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't imagine trying to FaceTime my grandpa. He's got a flip phone and the voicemail box is full.
Buy him one of those Facebook portals.
Oh my God. There's not a single chance. This guy doesn't even have a bank account. He keeps his money in his freezer.
What? That's old, old school. Yeah.
He doesn't trust
banks.
That's
why he didn't get a check, because it's all it's in the freezer.
All frostbite.
I hope he sends you a bag of corn next year.
Honestly, I'd be
melted corn. So you would rather get the card is what you're saying.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Because I used to get those checks from my grandma.
Right.
She would send them every year, and it was the darkest thing ever. Like Christmas would come in and be like $1,000. Just in case.
Wait, so this actually it happened to you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So you're giving
us
your scenario.
Yeah. But I just wanted to see how dark and twisted you guys were. But yeah. And it's messed up when you get it. Although we did buy a new bed with it, and it's pretty comfortable.
See?
So, wow.
Yeah. So now it's the just in case Tempur-Pedic. Yeah.
I mean, if I got a check, I wouldn't send it back, but
no,
I'm saying
you
I would
send
rather.
It back. I mean, it's a gift. You keep a gift.
Right.
Yeah, but it's dark when you see that and you go, oh man, like she's preparing to die.
Isn't that kind of all like just an old person thing though? Like even if like I feel like most old people are always have that in the back of their head.
Like once you get to a certain age.
Yeah, right? Which is fair.
I guess.
I mean, I just turned 25 and it's in the back of my head.
Yeah, that's why a lot of old people just don't give a rat's ass and just say whatever they want.
Yeah. But they are preoccupied with dying, which is very weird.
It is.
That's why older people get real spiritual and holy, too, because it's like they know they're either going to go upstairs or downstairs.
Last ditch effort right there.
It's like quitting a job. Everybody says really nice things about you when you quit. It's like it should be the opposite. They should say horrible things about you.
Yeah, you got
you
a real real nice long email from the boss man the other
day. That's awesome. You haven't done anything good in 3 years, and then all of a sudden, like, great things are being said. Like,
I should have replied all and said,
y'all are full.
Thank God Drew is leaving.
Yeah.
Well, if we had to send out basically some grievances for Drew on his way out, what would you say?
My first, I would lead with, why does everything have to be a question? When talking with Drew Bland, everything is a question.
So your number one grievance would be a question. You're a hypocrite.
I think that's the point, right?
A question
so
about a question.
Off about questions, so I'm going to ask more questions.
When I first started we were talking about something. I don't remember what it was. We were talking about something, and I was trying to argue my point. But then it turned out we were both on the same point. We were on the same side. So like Drew was arguing with me, but he agreed with me.
Yeah.
So I felt like I was drowning, like fighting for my life in this argument. But at the end of the day, he agreed with me. So I'm like, why did we just argue over this?
But that's Drew. Drew plays mind games.
That's what that is what my grievance.
That would be my grievance.
There it is.
Oh my God. You guys are sensitive. Asking for someone's opinion is not a mind game. You guys have trust issues.
That might be true.
Oh, I 100% have trust issues. There's no doubt about that at all.
Oh, my God.
You guys, haven't pointed out anything new to me on this
subject. You guys are going
to
sit here and bitch and moan about the fact nobody's sending me emails saying I'm doing nice things. And then the second somebody asks you for your input, it's like, why are you playing mind games? Why don't you just tell me what I need to know? It's like, no, that's not how the world works.
We just want an easy way out,
Drew. For real.
No one wants to work anymore. Come on.
I don't want to work either. I quit.
It's true.
But you're going on to another job,
technically. And it's a lot of work when you have to do that. I'm going to give someone a game plan to go ask Alec questions like, where do you want to go for lunch? Why are you going to be asking me all these questions?
I'm glad you brought up picking a place to eat, because that's my next grievance is we always go out to business dinners and Drew can't go to a place that's like a regular place.
No.
I wouldn't go to a regular place either if I was going out on a business meeting, because the people are paying for it.
100%.
I mean like a place that has regular food.
You're just talking about a steakhouse.
Okay, time out.
A steakhouse or someplace that has something that isn't weird.
In all defense with Drew on this one.
Thank you. Okay,
thank you.
Alec, you're hella picky, bro.
That's not true.
You are.
He actually has the taste palate of a second grader.
100%.
It's ketchup and dumplings. That's it. There's two things that this guy eats.
Because we always order the same exact thing.
Yeah.
So you also have a palate of a second grader?
No, I'm a giver, and I like to make an environment inclusive of less diverse people.
Welcome to Breeze Real Talk.
Drew, actually, fun fact, basically helped me get this job here in Seattle.
Hey, funny, he helped me get this job here too.
No, but I mean, like, I don't even work for Drew. Is that's the funny
fact,
part?
I actually tried to hire Bree over you. True story.
Damn. Very true. Very true.
That's
story.
Only because that's before he knew I existed. Okay. Otherwise,
but now you got that blue check mark, and everybody knows you exist.
Yeah. Now true. You're verified on Twitter. Yep. She's not. So here we go.
I'm verified. Oh, relax.
Are you followed by Pitbull?
Step back. No, but I am followed by Missy Elliott. No,
but if you guys were, that would be awesome.
I thought Drew was about to say, yeah, he's followed by Pitbull. I'm like, damn.
Please.
Mr. Worldwide.
Who's the most famous person you're following? Well, you probably have a bunch of country people that are following you.
No, actually, I don't think I have anybody following me. Probably Bree. Bree's Real Talk. Bree's Real Talk is probably the most famous one.
Yeah, right.
I feel like I got a few.
I got Missy Elliott on mine.
Really?
I like to name drop that one.
Well, I'd have to look. I'm not sure. Missy Elliott's a big one.
That's huge, awesome. Right?
Cole Swindell follows me.
Let me see. I have a couple people.
I'm trying to go through all my, because you can sort through the verified followers.
Yeah.
So it makes it real easy.
Correct.
Oh, you can't. Oh, verified. There we go.
Yep. Yep. Cole Swindell might be the biggest, the most famous person that follows me.
Really?
Might be. Whataburger, the burger chain, follows me. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's
sure.
That's exciting. I think Dan and Shay.
Oh, yeah. Dan and Shay is huge.
That's a big one.
That's a big one.
Nice. I don't. Eddie Money follows me.
All right. I got Missy Elliott.
Didn't he die?
I think so. Yeah.
Did Eddie Money die?
Eddie Rabbit died.
I thought Eddie Money died.
He probably did.
I'm pretty sure he died.
Well, he's like 1,000 years old.
Well, he follows me on Twitter, so I'll have that follow forever.
Who do you got?
Kane Brown follows me.
That's a big deal.
You guys have much bigger followers than I do.
I think Dan and Shay's bigger.
Dan and Shay might win the room here.
I think Dan and Shay for... Oh, DJ Pauly D follows me.
Oh, that's pretty cool, too.
Jersey Shore, baby.
Cab's it!
Right?
That might be it. DJ Pauly?
DJ Pauly D.
I think Dan and Shay's bigger than Pauly D.
Oh.
Not at the time that she got followed.
Who knows? He could have followed her last week.
Yeah, no, I think I got followed me during 19 You and Me, like Dan and Shay. I don't think it was 10,000 hours, Dan and
wasn't
Shay.
Worldwide superstars.
Yeah.
Well, Dan texts Bree all the time. She says.
He does. He texts me. No.
I bet he does, yeah.
He texts me not all the time.
How do you say that so weird?
What?
Texts you.
He texts me every year on my birthday.
He texts me.
Oh, Dan Smyers is one of the most thoughtful artists on earth.
Every single year. And he doesn't just say happy birthday. He'll say, happy birthday, Bree.
Yeah.
Hope you're doing well. What? Thank you.
Wow.
Now I am.
That's a pretty big deal. That's a big deal.
It's huge. We'll see if he texts me this year.
It didn't text me on my birthday.
We'll see if he texts me this year.
Yeah.
I got the birthday coming up. I got the big 3-0 coming up in May.
Oh,
30.
Dude, you're not even going to be here, Drew, to help me celebrate.
Maybe. When is it?
In May. It's Mother's Day weekend.
Okay. I don't know. The whole month was your birthday. Yeah. Like, is there an actual date on this?
You're not going to be here all of May.
It is all month long.
Yeah, but when's your actual birthday?
May 10th.
No.
He's not going to be here.
I for sure thought it was going to be Cinco de Mayo.
Why is that, Drew?
Another racist for Drew.
Why is that, Drew?
Because Bree Ruiz loves some margaritas.
Hey,
well, May 10th is a good, that's a good day.
It is. It's Mother's Day this year.
It's the mother of all birthdays, too.
May, if I had an air grievance about Drew, about Bree, I would...
about Drew? Oh, no, Sir Mix-a-Lot follows me.
Oh,
that's
damn.
A good one.
Yeah, that doesn't count. You worked with him.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
If I had to air a grievance about Bree, it would be about her Hispanic background.
Yeah.
Is that she is like a fake Hispanic person, because she doesn't speak Spanish, but sometimes she'll toss a few words in there that make people think, like, you know.
I disagree, though. I've had her menudo before, and that stuff was authentic.
Thank you, Drew.
Boy.
The average person does not like
menudo. Listen, if you want to know if somebody's a real Mexican or not, and I know because I came from the Southwest in Phoenix.
Yeah.
If they eat menudo,
sure.
That's it. They're legit. Mm. You don't need to know anything else.
You can't call me a
fake
Mexican, Alec.
You can't.
I did.
You can't.
I did.
Because
I did it.
I know, but like, there's no proof of that. Just because I don't speak Spanish doesn't mean you're not
well,
Mexican.
No, it'd be one thing if you didn't speak Spanish. Okay, that's fine. That's
what you said, though.
But it's every now and then you'll toss in a word that someone who does speak
you
Spanish
mean I'll
say
like taquito with like an accent like that.
Taquito. Mm,
but that's how you say it.
That carne asada.
That's how you say it.
That's how you say it. It's not called taquito. That's not how you say
it. I believe that's how a person who doesn't speak Spanish would say.
I mean, just because I don't speak it fluently and can carry on a conversation, I know how words are pronounced.
Let's not mislead the people here to make them think that you speak it a little bit.
Here, I don't speak it. I didn't ever said I spoke it.
Or pollo.
Pollo, for sure.
She's pollo.
Because that's how you say it.
Can I have a pollo?
Earlier, you just corrected me on how to say text. And
yeah.
I say...
Well, you were saying Texas.
Texas, yeah.
Well, I was saying multiple. Multiple.
Texas is a state, Bree. Has nothing to do with the message
text.
You may receive
text.
On your phone. That's what you were saying. Texas
text is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's still not correct.
I
See?
Think your old man hearing.
That's my point. Here. No, but he just said that's not correct. So
yeah.
you corrected me. So not the correct. The correct way to say taquito is taquito, not taquito. So I'm correcting you. So I'm trying to tell you. It's the correct way of saying things.
Well, I have another grievance.
How do you say carne asada, Alec?
Carne asada.
Bree?
Carne asada.
I love it.
Hey, you know the guy who hosts a TV show that's a knockoff of Jerry Springer?
Carson Daly?
No. Don't say it.
I'm not saying anything.
He'll tell
Montel
you.
Montel Williams.
No, he'll tell the old white guy that'll tell you if you're the dad or not.
Maury Povich.
Thank you.
Yeah. Say it one more
say
time.
Say it again.
Maury Povich.
Thank you.
Damn.
Why?
Say it. Go ahead.
Maury Povich.
No, okay.
Thank you, Drew. Oh, right. If I could take a picture of Drew's face right now.
Maury Povich.
Maury, thank you. Who the hell told you it's Maury Povich?
You turn into Billy Graham when you say his name.
God.
Where did that come from?
Is this like Hooked on Phonics now? Did we turn this into that?
This is the Fargo Public School
District. What else?
Yeah, apparently.
You guys are in trouble, let me tell you.
Yeah, can't wait to go home and watch Maury.
Wait till you ask Alec to figure out what a tip is on a $20 dinner.
What? We have an intruder.
Hey, Joe.
You putting this dude on your cast?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on in.
Oh, you could join. Oh, dang, the whole Wolf staff is in here.
Man.
You got somebody with a real voice.
That's right.
Hey, real quick, Joe, since Drew is leaving, if you had an air a grievance of Drew Bland, what would you put out there?
Here we go.
Oh, God.
You can only pick one.
I can only pick one grievance of
one.
Drew?
Yeah.
Oh, hell. Can I swear on here?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yeah.
Just bleep it out.
Whoa. You, Drew. I got no grievances. He's my favorite PD of all time.
Wow.
See, I tell
Suck
you,
up.
When you quit,
Suck
everybody
up.
Says nice things. It's Ooh. A bunch of garbage.
No,
Joe, one grievance. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is Bree's real talk.
Yeah.
You got to be honest.
All right. I got to dig deep. I mean, he's a no doubt. But that's what I like about him. Like, he's like he's just right on the surface.
So true.
You never have to guess where you stand with Drew, and I appreciate
niceness.
That.
This is what happens.
That is true, though. I do have to agree with him. That's my favorite part about Drew, because Drew will be like, Bree, what the f***? You sounded horrible this morning. I'm like, damn. All right, thank you.
He doesn't pull punches, and that's cool if you can handle that. God, I don't know, man.
Like, his hair gels is like,
I mean, the
there's
flat
too
top,
much.
Like, you can cut. I saw you with a shaved head.
Yeah.
I mean, you looked a little like, alt right, but like, I wasn't mad at it. Okay. You look cool.
Well, fun fact about the shaved head thing.
Yeah.
I used to do that to get jobs because they all thought I was a cancer patient.
Shut the hell
no,
up.
No, I'm making that up.
I knew you were lying.
Here's my grievance. Drew has this false sense of empathy. Like, you see, like, sometimes you're like, oh, yeah, Drew gets it. He's kind of, like, progressive, you know. He feels for people. But it's all bullshit. He does not give a flying
That's
F.
That's not true.
Oh?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You care about people?
Yeah, he's moving to Nashville to help build homes.
Yeah.
That's not what I was told. I heard there was a big paycheck coming every 2 weeks. All right. I'm out.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, thanks for nothing, Joe. Yeah.
Thanks, Joe. Drew Bland, everyone. Thank you for joining Breeze in Real Time.
I'm glad to come in here and ruin your podcast.
Thanks, Drew.
So.
No, never. You're always a joy. I'm going to miss you for real, Drew. This is honest from the heart.
Well, I can't wait for you guys to turn into the new Joe Rogan show, which, by the way, is now like the leading source of coronavirus news.
I know. The funny thing is I actually trusted everything that I heard in the Joe Rogan podcast about coronavirus.
Watch a video of Joe Rogan and took it seriously.
He's the last line of defense.
If you can do it, you can do it, guys.
He's for sure the last line.
He's the last line. All right. Well, Bree.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at It's Your Girl Bree. And Alec, where are you?
At Alec on the radio. AlekOnTheRadio. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, LinkedIn if you're a business professional.
Thank you for joining us for another week of Breeze Real Talk, and we'll catch y'all next week.
Peace.